So, welcome to the Nine Hertz podcast. For the sort of more sort of attuned people, they'll sort of notice that's the new Henry Blacker song, Lowering Mass, off a 7-inch that Joe's put out on Wrong Speed Records. I mean, we've played these guys on the podcast dozens of times and we've reviewed them in the past. Every single record sounds slightly different. Every single record sounds to the point and absolutely brilliant. Nothing's changed. It's fantastic, and I'm really glad you kind of picked this out of the emails, Pete, because really liked it. It came out on Mother's Day. No idea why, but it did.
I was really, really happy to find this, you know, in our inbox from Wrong Speed. I love Henry Blacker. I love their previous output. There's that song. I love everything, but there's a song, Cagmac, off the last album. And I just find myself, like, singing along to it, like, out of the blue. I might not have listened to it in months, and all of a sudden I'll be singing along to it. You know, it's one of them, you know, they're one of those bands I really kind of enjoy. There's been this spark of activity from Wrong Speed Records, you know, which is run by Joe, who's in this band, and obviously in Hey Colossus as well. You know, there's been so many releases recently, albums and 7 inches and tapes. And then this came along. And it feels like, you know, of all the members of Hey Colossus, all, you know, what, 30 members of Hey Colossus, or whoever they are, you know, previous or current, they've always got that kind of bit on the side outfit, you know, as if, you know, this prolific's the wrong word. You know, prolific seems to say amount of release in a space of time, but, and they, you know, they don't, Hey Colossus aren't prolific in that sense, but they've been going so long and there's so much music, you know, they've got this catalogue of amazing albums. But they, you know, that even within that, every member seems to have the need and the artistic requirement for other outlets, and that ranges from techno to punk to noise rock. And then with Henry Blacker, it's stoner rock practically, which has always amazed me. You know, even now, even multiple releases in, it's an amazing thing to me to hear, you know, the fact that that you've got Hey Colossus members doing this. And that being said, you know, it's that you can point to Jesus Lizard and Husker Du and all that types of things on this release, you know, like that kind of that era of music. But it still sounds amazing. It's, you know, this track sounds like Mark Lanegan fronting Queens of the Stone Age to me, you know, like on the Songs for the Deaf. And all that type of thing. It just sounds brilliant. And it does, it does. It's a return which should make everyone happy. It makes me happy anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been so long. I mean, I don't know when their last album came out. Was it kind of, I don't know, maybe 2018?
Yeah, as a guess, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, of course, the making of Junior Bonner. So I think they released on Riot Season up to now, but obviously Wrong Speed have got kind of this kind of sort of cottage industry going with really interesting stuff, like you say. So really, really excited to hear anything that they kind of put out. And it's always different. I think that's the thing, like whatever Wrong Speed release, it's never really something that sounds of that label. It's always something inventive and new. So yeah, so if you want to check out this 7-inch, they've released a few kind of very sort of simply branded 7-inches in these lovely dust jacket sort of design. But yeah, you can go to wrongspeedrecords.bandcamp.com to sort of see what else they've got. I know they did a The Alcoholics release, as well as other stuff we played recently. So yeah, really, really exciting label. And Henry Blacker about, which is brilliant. So as ever, it's the Nine Hits podcast. It's 9 amazing tracks that we found throughout the week, whether that's through submissions, sort of stuff people have sent us, or just sort of, you know, combing the underground, basically. Next up, I found this incredible band on Gilead Media called Pyrith. And I've not heard of them before, but certainly sort of blew my head off with this one. The best way I can describe it is it's just like an aural assault, really. I mean, it's bits of sludge, bits of noise rock, incredibly dense production, and the delivery is just so brutal and overwhelming that I had to play it. They've only got one track sort of out so far, which is the one we're going to play. So it's called Glioblastoma. What did you make of this one, Pete? Because again, this is just like a label that we've played a lot of in the past, but yeah, this band are completely new to me.
They're new to me as well, and like you say, Gilead, they're one, you know, the pristine label, you know, like you they did anything they put out deserves your attention. So even a band you've never heard of like this is going to, even, you know, it's exciting to even hear it before you've listened. And I'd seen a bit of press about this band, and I've seen a bit of chatter about them. You know, people like saying this is going to be special. It bit like promising innovation in extreme metal. And then, I don't know, there's something in the name as well that reminds me of Pyrhon, who actually supplied guest vocals on this album. I noticed just coincidentally. And they're ones who bring experimentation into grind and death as well. And from one track alone, you know, I haven't heard anything beyond this. The buzz and that hype appears to be justified, because you know, because this feels like something. It's unpredictable. It's unpredictable, but without being kind of like completely discordant or, you know, completely strange. It, you know, it just pulls in elements from so many progressive, you know, like inspirations. It's, you know, that's got the urgency of a band like Cloud Rap, maybe.
Yes.
But added in like that, it's the wrong kind of, I'll say like early, you know, like the first two albums of Mastodon. Not that it sounds like that, but that kind of, that feel you got from that, this is something different and new and taking, you know, like taking things outwards and onwards. Add in Dillinger Escape Plan and without going technical. I don't know. It didn't sound like any of those bands. It's just like all that kind of excitement you get from those, you know, from that. Then at the end, it collapses. It brings it, you know, it feels almost like Body Void-esque doom at one point. I was really excited by it.
I think that's what I felt, really. It was just that kind of, it felt like a bit of an assault or like just a sort of cornucopia of really strange kind of influences all coming together. I noticed they've played with Immortal Bird, and that kind of makes sense as well.
Completely, yeah. And it's spectacular in that sense. And you know, this is genuinely something you look forward to hearing the whole album for.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people, like you say, there's a bit of hype about this band as well. So justified with this song. We're going to play the song Glioblastoma, and it's off an album called Monuments to Impermanence. You can get this at gileadmedia.bandcamp.com. So what do you think to this? This is Pyrife. All right, so that was a band called Pyrite on Gilead Media. They're absolutely brutal stuff. Talking of brutal, I mean, this next record that you've picked, Pete, an album that's come out by a band called Gorthrop called Jumbo, which is fantastic in itself. But yeah, the three tracks on here are just absolutely amazing. Like, they sell themselves as a sludge metal band from Seoul, but I'd say this has got a lot of kind of death sort of stuff going on in there. Like, the vocals in particular make it sound like this creeping death doom sort of stuff. Is brilliant.
Yeah. And, you know, I've listened to this band for a while. I was really surprised to find we'd not played on some. This feels opportune to correct that error. They released it as without any announcement. Them and the label, which is Cursed Monk, which is, you know, one of our favorite labels. And it's this unholy racket, you know. It is deathy, but it, to me, this is, you know, like this sludge, like sludge in the proper horrible way, which probably is where the kind of the death comes into it as well. Just brilliant. This huge lurching riff to it. It just like flattening everything before it, you know, like albeit very, very slowly. You know, you could probably, you know, wander out of its path if you were there, except that you're going to be transfixed by it because it's so good. And then the vocals, they just splurge outwards. And in almost a typical sludge trope, they've got that, you know, that kind of dual vocal style. You know, it's maniacal, but it starts as a grunt and then there's a screech as well. But particularly like here, it's like one follows the other. It's really grunting to begin with, and then a screech towards the end. It's almost tells a story of an increased strain and pain as it goes on. I just love this track. I was completely like besotted by it when I heard it.
Yeah, it's very sort of lilting and sort of stumbling, I found, like just very direct. And yeah, I think it does the job very, very well. Like, I love little releases like this as well, like just like three concise tracks, just getting to the point. So yeah, love it. So the track's called Rabbit. And if you want to hear this, you can go to cursedmonk.bandcamp.com or you can go to gorthropcult.bandcamp.com. Yeah, this is Gorthrop. So that was Gorthrop there. We're going to sort of look at the return of a band that used to be called Mammoth Weed Wizard Bastard, who are now called MWWB. They've got a new album out called The Harvest. And I didn't know if I'd seen the end of this band or not, but yeah, it's amazing to see them back. They've always kind of impressed. And they're perhaps the only sort of stoner rock band, or I guess that's a kind of like a reductive term really, from Wrexham in Wales. But yeah, this is absolutely fantastic. Psychedelic as ever. I think, you know, they're one of those bands that a lot of people have probably written off in the past due to the name, and I think that's possibly why they've maybe given a nod to the, like, these initials. But their albums have always been absolutely brilliant. I remember Totems coming out in 2018, and yeah, there was another one in 2019 as well. But yeah, I mean, it's been a while. I think that's, you know, the case for a lot of bands, but this is amazing. They've released one track so far called Harvest, and it kind of takes you on a psychedelic journey, like the vocals in particular. And, you know, the keys have always been an integral part of this band. And I think they're one of those kind of unsung gems, really. I was absolutely blown away by this, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. What did you make of it, Pete? Because I think we've seen this band together at some point, yeah. Possibly at one of the... sort of Stoner versus Doom all day as in Sheffield.
Yes, we did. And they were amazing. They were absolutely amazing that day. And I hated those festivals for a variety of reasons. Yet we went and still saw bands, you know, do something special like this band and like Bast and other bands. So I'll always hold them in high regard for that, if nothing else. But I say for nothing else, they've got this huge kind of backlog of work which is incredible, you know. And it's worth addressing the kind of the name changes. It's almost inevitable with them that they came to that decision, and it's understandable because they were always a serious proposition with this ridiculous band.
I've
slagged bands off for having generic name, band name, but I've also defended other bands for having stupid names like this. And maybe that, yeah, I'm probably hypocritical on it, and I've always done it in the basis of the ones I like, I've defended, and the one, you know, it's music, it comes back to music. But actually, I think there's a point, which is it was such a ridiculous name. It was a joke, it was purposely preposterous. It's not like they were called Drug King or Drug Lord or something, you know, like where it was. So, however, you know, that they are, and you know, they were a serious band. They put out incredible music. Therefore, you know, they've come to this decision, and I get that. And not only with the change in name, they've been through tough times. Everybody's been through tough times in the last 2 years, but in particular, you know, like if you read the Bandcamp and that, or you know, their socials, you'll understand. They've been through a particularly tough time, and therefore, you know, it's time for a refresh. And I think that's reflected in the sound as well. You know, you can hear there's electronica in there as well, which, you know, more prominent than before. But still, there are constants which you would associate with this band, especially if you kind of really have followed them. And like you say, like the Totems split, I think that was a split with Slamatics, which was stunning. The vocals are top shelf, you know, absolutely, you know, like grab you in. And they're always over the top of these weighty riffs. You know, they've come out the other side of it. They're not playing it safe, which you wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't expect of them because they've always been adventurous. But, you know, like especially now when will be the chance to just, you know, like lay something down simple and easy. They haven't, and they've actually gone further. You know, this is a bigger leap than they've ever made before. And, you know, you alluded to it before, like there's, you know, the UK scene is so much stronger for having them back. And I'm really happy to, you know, to hear this, to have them back, but also just because it sounds so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it says a lot that, like, even before they've released any more tracks off this, the vinyl sold out on New Heavy Sounds. But they're sort of bringing out a tape version of it as well. So, yeah, really, really good to see these guys back. And this is an absolutely stunning track. So we're going to play, it's the title track off The Harvest. And you get this at mammothweedwizardbastard.bandcamp.com or via New Heavy Sounds. See what you think to this. So that was absolutely stunning stuff there from MWWB. We've got something completely different here from Czech Republic next, which is a band called Miss Marple, who've got an album coming out called Shit Goes In, Shit Comes Out. And yeah, I think I sort of saw this come through my emails and I gave it a quick listen, didn't really sort of register in that way that, you know, when you're kind of rushing through stuff. But I'm really glad you picked this, Pete, because I've given it a proper listen and it reminds me of like that kind of wave of Icelandic hardcore that came out sort of like mid-2000s. So I'm talking like I Adapt and Fighting Shit and stuff like that. This is really good. This is like really political, angry, pissed off. It's punk, it's hardcore, it's great. I really, really like it. And all of their Bandcamp sales are going to the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. So, yeah, absolutely amazing stuff. I mean, there's not much more to say. I mean, it just gets straight on with it, doesn't it? It's so good.
You know, and it has those punk ethics, like, you know, the sales. I mean, the lyrics as well on this song seem to be about, you know, fight against, like, patriarchal domination. And it just, you know, it's punk. It's punk as it should be, you know. I came across this because Noise Merchant Records are putting it out, which is a UK tape label. And they seem to do, like, these very short runs of tape, you know, 20 tapes. They'll, you know, 20 tapes. And they say of non-UK bands, because they're trying to expose people to bands you might not have heard of, which for me is perfect. You know, I wouldn't have come across this band. I really wouldn't have, you know, like, I wouldn't have come across, you know, the tags I kind of link into on Bandcamp, but doom and sludge and whatever. But I love this. I love this music. And therefore, you know, by following Noise Merchant, I'm exposed to music like this. I, you know, this is really, the fact that they call Miss Marple as well, you know.
Like, yeah. completely alien, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, what was it, early 90s, maybe 80s even, with the ITV, you know, UK TV. She looked like my gran, you know, even then. so to hear her put, anyway, I don't even know what that means here. But, you know, this is so good. And it's not just punk as well. It has these brooding, you know, like, held back, angry moments, and then just full-on riff prominent heaviness to it. Heavier than, you know, your average punk record. Whole album is fabulous. I bought it on tape. It arrived today, which I was really happy about, and I've had it on all day. So everybody should listen to this, because I you know, I don't think anybody can not like this.
Yeah, they've actually got a 10-inch version of it out as well. So I think you can buy that straight from the band. So really cool stuff. It's out on Larmo Records in the EU and, like we say, Noise Merchant Records in the UK. So yeah, if you want to hear this in full, there's 10 amazing tracks here. We're going to play a song called Who Are You? But you can get this at marblepunk.bandcamp.com. So that was the punk spirit of Miss Marple. They're absolutely brilliant. Next up, we've got the return of Bog Body. Now, we've been playing Bog Body since they came out in 2018. I think we played, I think essentially that their first record was almost like a demo quality thing called Through the Burial Bog. And yeah, we absolutely loved that. We also played stuff off The Gate of Grief from 2020. And it's amazing to hear them come back with this. This is even better. They're on Profound Law now, which is amazing. And yeah, this new record, Cryonic Crevasse Cult, is just absolutely astounding. This one track that they've released so far, the opening track, blew me away. It's chaotic, it's swirling, it sounds like an actual bog. I don't know, reference points, kind of like maybe black metal, maybe like sort of, you know, crazy psychedelic death metal in parts, but absolutely astounding. I'm sure you agree, Pete, because I think we're both big fans of this band.
I don't think they've ever sounded this good. I'm excited by the song. I'm absolutely, you know, they're just really happy with it. I loved listening. And that's how you should, you know, that's what you should get from music, whatever the style of genre. And so like you said, this is exactly how a band called Bog Body should sound. I think we've said that before about them, but never has it been truer. You know, it's like a rancid bug atmosphere. It not just clogs your ears with that, it seems to like clogs the instruments before it's even been recorded. You know, it's got that flattening bass thick sound. It feels oppressive with it. Absolutely, yeah. Utterly wonderful. It's maniacal as well as decayed. And the weirdest bit about it I found was, it has, towards its end at least, it's got this strange, I looked at that word, swing to it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have guessed it. I don't know. Like, I hate the word groove. If I see the word groove on an email, I know it's going to be crap. You know, groove metal. But this absolutely grooves in the only good sense of that word. It swings, it grooves. And death metal, death black metal from the swamp. You know, you wouldn't expect it. It just sounds amazing. And I loved it.
Yeah, really, really excited to hear the rest of this. And yeah, like you say, very rare to hear that kind of rhythm in a sort of band like this. So yeah, listen out for that. So yeah, if you want to hear this, you can go to bog-body.bandcamp.com. The album's called Cryonic Crevasse Cult. It looks like it's coming out on CD. But we're going to play the opening track from this. This is Paralytic Pit of Swallowed Graves. So that was the absolutely stilting, like amazing sound of Bog Body. We're going to go to something I think we're going to both have on our sort of like end of year lists already. This is a band called Wrong from like Melbourne, Australia. I think we've played these before, but this has really sort of struck a chord with me. And I thought when I listen to submissions, I don't often play them again straight away, but I think I had this on three or four times. Really kind of hit a chord with me. Really astounding production and such a sound. Absolutely like bowled over by this one, Pete.
We've said so many times, and you know, like two pieces seem to do something, you know, they seem to create something which you feel more than, you know, your standard setup. And this is a bassist and a drummer both on vocals. And the output, I don't know, if it feels like it's, you know, if you imagine like a demented way bassist, you know, without restraint, creating all the ugly sounding music they can imagine without a care, but also doing so, you know, acknowledging they're going to get caught soon. So therefore, I've got to do it as quick as you can before they get locked away. That's how I imagine this. It just bounces along, you know, sludgy one moment, grindy the next. And I suppose in a way that's Wrong in a nutshell to me, you know, like you say, we've listed them before, we're fans already. The ultimate sound, I guess, you know, the way you describe it shouldn't appeal, but, you know, especially you're created by this couple of crazed Aussies, but feels oddly completely essential, you know, like just you feel better for having this in your life and feel energized by listening to it.
Yeah, I mean, they're prolific as hell. It looks like they've got about 20 releases as well. So I think we've played a few of them before, but this is like, yeah, it just kind of reminded me of how good they are, really. So I think this is like just one that we'll have to just play and just let people decide for themselves. But yeah, we're really, really very impressed by this. So the album's called Great Wheel of Eyes, and we're going to play the song Body Stretch Thin. You can get this at wrng.bandcamp.com.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was the band Wrong from Australia. Absolutely amazing. Love it. So next up, we've got something that we've played on the podcast before. So we played a release back in 2021 from this band, Luminous Veil. And yeah, really, really was impressed by that before. And they seem to have put out maybe four or five releases since. This latest one is called Halcyon Tyrannus. Yeah, this completely blew me away. It gets straight into this like murky, blackened sound. And I just thought the imagery of the hospital ward, it looks like, or the kind of like empty sort of liminal space that they've taken a picture of for the front cover of this, absolutely blew me away. The whole release feels very conceptual and very strange. Really, really enjoyed this track. And it's got like very sort of obtuse lyrics, you know, death aligned in rows, beckoning call of crows. Yeah, just very sort of mysterious. And I really like what this guy's kind of coming up with. I know you sort of played it before, Pete, but this really kind of struck me as something quite special.
Yep, I agree. You know, and I think I'm glad you chose this again, because I hadn't got around to it yet. And I really enjoyed them before. And like you said, there's been releases since. I'm not the biggest black metal fan, and not particularly the atmospheric black metal guy, but what this guy does is perfects all those elements. I mean, this song, I find it unbelievable. The way you alluded to it, the immediacy of it, instantly, you know, as soon as you press play, you're in this symphonic drama almost of atmospheric black metal. You know, within seconds, there's no long build up like you'd expect. There's no, you know, 3 minutes and then you're built into it. You're there and you're in it and you're experiencing it. And then it has the hallmarks of all that, so, you know, the atmospheric black metal and the modern post-black metal sound, but it's just done better almost in every way. It's, you know, for example, in the way the ghostly air is truly ethereal, and it becomes emotive, and, you know, that it's got a harried, frenetic drums to it, which become the driving force throughout the whole track. The vocals are camouflaged in noise. It just, all of that comes together into something, as you say, like something special.
Yeah, just right, really sort of like well packaged as a release and really interesting. So that's kind of why I picked it. And yeah, it really kind of struck a chord with me. So that's kind of why I picked it, really. So like I say, the record's called Halcyon Tyrannus. We're going to play the song Pine off this. And if you want to hear it and the rest of the output, there's quite a lot of sort of releases here. You can go to luminousveil1.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was the amazing Luminous Veil there, track off their latest record called Halcyon Tyrannus. That was a song called Pine. So we're closing this week with an amazing band from Finland called Cantamus. So Pete, you've picked this. They've got an album out called Sun Paras, a Rita Koskan. And we're going to play the closing track on Pas Poi. And this really kind of struck me as very odd and sort of very strange in terms of the delivery. Like the vocals here are incredibly kind of croaky and sort of gnarled, and I think it kind of goes with the music because sort of sounds quite atmospheric to begin with, and then like cracks into this almost sludgy blackened sort of sound. I really sort of found this quite captivating as a release.
I came across this late. I had a few songs lined up for my for my final choice here, and then this, I got an email for this. I don't know why I came across it. It just popped into my sphere, and I was sold straight away. You know, there's a beautiful artwork. They describe themselves as sludge rock. You know, which as opposed to metal, you wouldn't see sludge rock as a term, and that really intrigued me. And there were another band from Finland as well. You know, I think almost certainly I've chosen more bands from Finland this year, outside of UK and US, obviously, than any other country. I fell for this completely. I love it. And just playing it before we came on as well, again, I was just like so excited by it and so happy to be able to play it. Like you say, it's slow and it's moody to begin with. The vocals are really key. You know, they're harshness of them, you know, it reaches out. There's a, you know, you feel it, you feel the emotion in them, and I don't know, it gets you on edge. It feels like you're preparing for full-on aggression, and then it does arrive. It's glorious. It just there's that sludge there, but it also like surfs along on this wave. It kind of reminds me of somewhere between like the grandness of Dreadnought and then the immediacy of Ozzy Witch, but I don't know, not really like any of the we played a band last year called Witchfucker. I mean, so it's a vague reference because I suppose not many people have heard of them. They've recently changed their name to Coltane, for what it's worth. But I suppose in the same way, both take the template from bands like Royal Thunder, who kind of had this electric indie music, but within a doom setting, you know, within this, you know, like ferocious sound, but, you know, with the different sensibilities to it. I don't know. The whole thing, I really enjoyed this. I'm really glad I found this, even though it came to me late. It's expansive, post-hardcore and doom. It's got those absolutely ferocious vocals, which are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Like, you know, like you can't say less. And it combines it into something which is new and vibrant and angry and ultimately exciting.
Exactly. I mean, I think they've got about 6 or 7 releases. They've been going since about 2015. I'll say it again.
Yeah,
they're really interesting. I think they've been going since about 2014, and I'm quite amazed that we've not come across them yet. This is like the 6th or 7th release. So really sort of amazing to find a band like this far into the discography and sounding this unique. I think we're very good at finding like these strange like anomalies throughout the world. And here's another one. I thought this was absolutely brilliant. So looks like they're bringing this out on cassette, you can actually buy all of those releases for about €17 at the moment. So if you like the sound of this, then head to cantamus.bandcamp.com. Like I say, the album's called Sum Paras, a Rita Koskan. Hopefully that pronunciation is quite suitable for them. And we're going to play the closing track of this. This is En Passe Pois.